This is John.
This is Ricky.
And this is Kevin of Horsehead. You're listening to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.
Rock and Roll Circus.
Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, and today on the circus, we get to meet the band Horsehead. So stick around. Very awesome alt-country, Americana kind of thing going on with these guys. You guys are really going to like it. Great guitars. So stick around. Here we go. You're listening to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. We're going to talk to the guys from Horsehead here in a minute. But first, you are listening to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus, and our website is LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. That is Lou Dini, like Houdini, but Lou Dini, RockAndRollCircus.com. Check back often for more great artist stories like the one you are about to hear. In addition to all the awesome music podcasts that we do, specials, rock and rants, Bluesy Tuesday, Wicked Riff Wednesday. We have a lot of cool stuff up there. And there's also some cool merchandise that is growing. We got more and more stuff coming for you guys all the time. Mugs and hoodies and t-shirts and all kind of fun stuff. So please check that out. When you buy from us, you help support what we're doing here and help us get the word out about great guitar-driven music. Speaking about getting the word out, it's so important, guys. Most of you guys are listening to this on some sort of platform like iTunes or Podbean or Player FM or one of those things. And it's really important that you, whatever device or whatever format you're listening to it on right now, that you just take a second and hit that share button. When you share the podcast, this is how you do your part to get the word out about great bands like Horsehead that you're about to hear today, and let your friends know. I heard this awesome band on the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Horsehead, check them out, because guys, if you like it, and the people that you're hanging out with on social media, it's a good chance that they're going to dig what Horsehead does too, and this is a great way for you to really be a part of the process. This, in fact, is how music is promoted and how people get to know about it in 2018, almost 2019. So please, if you haven't already, please hit that share button. We really, really appreciate it for watching on YouTube. Again, the same thing. All right, guys, you're listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. And one more thing, there's one more website I need to point out to you guys. If you are somebody who would like to get involved with a community of other people that like-minded folks who love great guitar-driven music, who would like to see it become more prominent, who would like to help promote it in a more deep way, maybe get access to exclusive music and exclusive video, I highly recommend that you join my inner circle at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. There's all kind of cool stuff there. Way too much for me to get into here. But check it out. A lot of cool people there. You get to mix it up with other people that are really into the same things. And it's a great time. You can do that at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Okay, let's get into it. Horsehead is with us today. We've got three members calling in from three different devices. So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves. I think we have Kevin, John, and Ricky. So Kevin, why don't we go ahead and start with you? Say who you are and what you do in the band.
Kevin Wade Inge. I play guitar, pedal steel, some keys, sing a little. Multi guy.
Utility guy,
sure.
You got it.
Why not?
Underlined.
Well, this is Ricky. I play drums and I also sing some.
We got Ricky who plays drums and sings, and I think we have John. John, what's up? What's going on?
John and I mostly sing, I bang on guitar and write a lot of the songs.
John, are you like the lead singer?
What I think Ricky said, I'm the lead personality.
All right. Okay. And where's everybody? And I should have asked this, Kevin, where are you calling in from?
I'm in Ashland, Virginia.
And Ricky, where are you calling in from?
I'm in the beautiful Church Hill neighborhood of Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. And John, where are you calling from, buddy?
I'm in the suburbs of Richmond.
Okay, so you guys are based out of Virginia somewhere.
Yeah.
Richmond,
yeah.
Virginia area.
Yeah, we say we're from Richmond, yeah.
Okay, what's the scene like in Richmond?
There's a lot of music going on in Richmond right now, and it seems like a lot of people kind of making a name for themselves, but there's a ton of different kinds of music. It's hard, you know, as you, as we're starting to age out of the, you know, five nights a week going out to see bands, you start to not see the clicks of bands as much, but I feel like there's, you know, some healthy competition in rock bands in Richmond.
Okay.
And that we're all friends, but we still want to show each other that we know how to do it.
That you can better still you can still throw you can still throw down is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So let's see. I had Kevin called in first, so let's start with Kevin. Kevin, why don't you tell us a little bit about your backstory? How did you get into music? Give us a kind of like the Reader's Digest version of it.
The Reader's Digest version. This is. I'll try to tame it down then. Just like any kid, middle school, just really wanted to play guitar. My parents bought me an acoustic guitar when they're like the cheap, you know, crazy cheap acoustic guitar. Like, you learn to play this, you can play electric.
Gotcha.
You know, that kind of thing. I really was into REM at the time.
Okay.
And that's kind of what started me out. And, you know, fast forward through high school, just always playing music. And then, kind of started going out to like punk rock shows, hardcore shows, when I was late teens, and that jump started the whole thing about wanting to play in live bands. I didn't really understand that you could just go do it until going to see punk rock shows.
Yeah, pretty much punk rock is like, screw this, we're just going to play.
Yeah.
Even if we don't know how, I don't care, we're going
to
play.
I don't have to wait for schooling, I can just go play. Yeah. Somewhere in those times, I ran into John, and, you know, we were friends long before we played. So, that, you know, just kind of keep going with this dude through the years. We've been in other bands, you know, before this. So, you know.
How did the Pedal Steel get started?
We had somebody on a record do it, and I watched them do it, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to go to there. So I eventually, I think it took me about 3 months to save up, and I got one. This is maybe like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So the next record, I played pedal steel on it. And
so still the punk rock thing was the attitude that I'm just going to do it. I don't have to go to like 20 years of pedal steel school.
Kevin's one of the few people that can say, I want to learn how to play that, and usually does it. Oh. You know, a lot of people say they want to figure out how to do something, and, you know, they toil away at it for a few months and it just goes away. Kevin usually says, I want to play that, and then figures out how to do it.
And this is John, right?
Yeah.
Okay, John, why don't you tell us a little bit about your backstory, how you got involved in music, and, you know, how you kind of got bit by the bug?
My dad was a Southern Baptist preacher, and I started singing in church when I was three.
Okay.
Like singing solos. And by the time I was 12, I was playing in a band with some friends. I played drums in a band. And then when I was about 13, I walked into my older brother's room, and he was drunk on airplane bottles of Jack Daniels, listening to The Doors.
Okay, uh-oh.
And that was I already looked up to him. You know, it was my big brother, and from that point on, it was like, well, I got to figure out how to make people dance like that. And then hearing The Doors, you know, that was a big eye opener for me. It was around the same time I found punk rock too. You know, I started listening to Misfits and Black Flag and all that stuff. And all of it was the same to me. It was, you know, kind of dangerous. It was,
yeah, for sure,
something new. And you know, the danger was easy in my house because my dad was a Baptist preacher. We weren't allowed rock and roll radio. You know, mm-hmm. that was the devil's music. And yep. So that just made me want it more. <You know? laughs> So, you know, I kept figuring out ways to do it more and more. I guess I was 17 when I met Kevin. And we were friends for a few years. We started playing together I guess we were 21 when we started playing together.
Yeah, that's about
so
right.
We've been playing together for over 20 years.
Awesome. Ricky, how did it happen for you, buddy?
It was magical. I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
I had older brothers that paved the way for my interest in the music and, you know, joined bands at an early age as well and played in a million of them and eventually ended up in a band called The Waking Hours that used to share the stage with John and Kevin's old band, Dragstrip Syndicate. So we had met on the rock and roll battlefield years ago and always had a good time together. And so it was great to actually be in a band with these guys that I used to love playing gigs with. So
how did you guys get together and why this sort of like sort of traditional American music kind of thread that you have throughout your music, the sort of country Southern rock is a bad word. Alt country, Americana kind of vibe.
I'd say it's like a Southern informed rock and roll. I still mm-hmm. say we're, you know, rock and roll band, but we, as our old last band that Kevin and I were in started to kind of wind down, I was already writing some songs that I thought might be a solo record. And early on, I mean, Kevin and I played together for so long, I asked him to come in, and he can play anything. So it was immediate. We started working on these songs together in our former bass player's studio and just started working on some songs, not knowing really what I was going to do with them, just thinking maybe a solo record or something. But as we started getting further into the process, it just started feeling more like a band than a solo project.
Hmm.
And I never really wanted to call it my name anyway. So I was going to come up with a band name for it. That's really how it started. But I was already starting to write, you know, I was listening to more Stones and the Faces and, you know, discovering, you know, George Jones records and, you know, things that started to inform the music I was writing at that time. It's just kind of, you know, as we've, you know, played together longer and longer, it's just become what we do now. You know, I've never really written any different. It's just, you know, with the current lineup, what happens when the songs are brought into the room is what you hear that comes out on the records.
So you guys have this single out right now with the lyric video, The Misprint. Is this part of a new release that you guys are working on, or what's going on?
Yeah, new record is coming out next month called Pageant Wave, and that just happens. The Misprint is the first song that we've kind of released to the public off of the record. We started recording it actually last April 2017 at Space Bomb Studios here in town, and in the process of making the record, I found out that I had an aneurysm in my heart, which slowed down the process of making the record a little bit. I had to go and have open heart surgery and have a couple valves replaced and my top of my aorta replaced. And that was a couple months off recuperating from that. And we kind of started to roll back into it about 2 months after I had the surgery. Finished it up. I don't know. When did we finish it? August?
Yeah. August.
July. That's July. About right. End of July. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would think that some of the songs were informed by that, you know, that surgery and the recovery, but that'll be the next record.
I'm not sure like how old you guys are exactly. But I would think, is there a sort of, and especially dealing with what you were dealing with, John. Was this? Did this give some urgency? Even though you said, well, the songs aren't really about that, did this though give some urgency to the project? To like, hey, we never know how much we got left.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, I was having trouble, you know, catching a full lungs breath, and I was trying my best to get the vocals done because we'd gotten a lot of it done before the surgery, and I was trying my best to get it done because honestly, going into it, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, you know, what the outcome would be. So I was really struggling to get it done. I couldn't sing on key, so the vocals we didn't keep any of those because I just couldn't breathe well enough. And fortunately, I made it through it and did all the vocals in a week.
Yeah, I gotta give you some credit there. That was shocking to me, given everything that had happened at that point. That it was you took a week, and that's all. Like, I was blown away.
I just wanted this record to be out. I wanted people to hear it. You know, if we could have put it out a year ago, I would have loved to have been able to do that. But, you know, it wasn't to be. And now my thought, you know, I think about it all day long. I just want as many people to hear this as possible, you know.
Well, as John Lennon, I believe, said one time, life is what happens when we're busy making other plans.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
And anyway, so let's go ahead and check out The Misprint, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more with John, Ricky, and Kevin of Horsehead. Here we go. The Misprint by Horsehead on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Searching for something, he was running away. Foot on the floor, we split the South Dakota sky and hit the Happy Moon Bay in the middle of the night. 21 and holding with the baby on the way. Felt his collar getting tighter when he woke up every day. Dream his wife's a wedding, got a mortgage and a car. Daddy's best intentions can have mama with the war. With the war. Something real to hold on to. I'm a two-tailed quarter and I'm disorganized, finding nothing but reflections in the glare of strangers' eyes. All the signal from the satellite that comes and it goes. I'd use a payphone to call, they don't exist anymore. I'd be begging for forgiveness, but my knees are no good. I try to be plain spoken, but I'm misunderstood. No matter what away, you're always on my mind. So go and tell your mama I'm the restless. I'm the restless cat.
Okay, cool tune. And there's a like a cool lyric video with the starts out with the guy putting the tape in the boom box. Very cool.
Yeah.
You know, people are listening to tapes
all,
again.
Kevin.
Yeah. That's all, Kevin.
Kevin does all the video stuff and all.
Kevin, so wow, you really are like an all around guy. You do everything. You not only just...
not everything. I don't do the lead personality.
Oh, you're not the lead personality. Okay, well, that's good. So in the meantime, the record's coming out next month. It's called Pageant. Is that what it's called? Wait, I'm sorry, did I say that right?
Pageant Wave.
Pageant Wave. Yeah. Okay. And in the meantime, are you guys playing out? Like, what's going on?
We are playing. I mean, I'm just now getting back to where I can play gigs. We played our first one since the surgery just a few nights ago, and it went really well.
Yeah.
So we're starting to plan some stuff. We got some shows in North Carolina that we're working on. No, like touring plans or anything. Hoping to maybe do some festival dates next summer, but you know, really just. Like I said, trying to get the word out on the record and doing everything I'm capable of doing. The other guys are healthy, so
yeah,
they're able to do, you know, whatever is asked. So I'm just trying to get back to that point.
And so the next 6 to 12 months, while you're sort of kind of finding your stage legs again, are you writing the new record, their next record?
I'm always writing. At any given time, I've got, you know, 20 or 30 song ideas. It's just something I think about all the time. So I've never thought of it in terms of records. It's just that when we finished enough songs that we like enough to put on a record, that's when we make a record.
All right. And so why don't we go ahead at this point and why don't you go ahead and plug like your website and let everybody know where they can kind of keep up with what you guys have coming out and when the record comes out so they know and everything.
Kevin, you're good at remembering all that stuff, aren't you?
Well, I mean, basically the one-stop shop for us is horseheadmusic.com. You can reach out to any social media outlet through our website. It's all right there. That's the easiest way to keep up with what we do. Upcoming shows, any kind of news, anything like that. We're on most of the social platforms, and you can find our music on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, anything you can think of, we're there.
Okay, and... Kevin, before we get away from you, what any final words, anything you'd like the audience to know?
Yeah, when we do come play, come see us. come say hi.
And Ricky, what do you, I know you're a drummer, but I'm sure you have a lot to say. So what would you like to add that we maybe have missed today?
Have a good time all the time.
You know, if there was, it wasn't for rock and roll, what would you be doing? Well, as long as there was the sex and the drugs, you really wouldn't need the rock and roll is what you're saying.
That's exactly right.
Just be careful that you don't get into any bizarre gardening accidents, Ricky, okay? Because, you know, that would be bad. John, what about you, brother? What do you want to leave the audience with today?
We put a lot of love and a lot of time and heart into this new record. And like I said, you know, I really hope people will hear it. We're putting it out in really one package, one physical package. It's vinyl, CD, and download in one package. And so if you buy it, you get all three. I just hope people will go out, you know, take a listen to it and tell their friends about it.
And that's what we want you guys to do. So go out there, guys, and check out the music. Get the record when it comes out. It's a cool package with the vinyl and everything. So it's really going to be awesome. And this is the type of music I think sounds really actually really awesome on vinyl. It's got that vibe to it. So I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of the record. I like the misprint. I think it's a great tune. So it's going to be it's cool, man. So I've been a sucker for the alt country stuff though for many years, going back to bands like like the Mitch Easter projects in the 80s and Gun Club, Lone Justice, you know, Jason and the Scorchers, you know. So I think I'm a little closer in age to you guys, so I think we kind of all know that early stuff that just really kind of made people go like, what, there's country punk? Well, what's that, you
know? Buff Wilder?
yeah So anyway, so hey, it was awesome talking to you guys. So I need to wrap up the podcast, but I need to do just a little business with you guys when I'm done. So if you guys got a minute to hang out while I wrap things up here.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right. Yeah, that's fine. All right, guys. You've been listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. The band is Horsehead. You go to horseheadmusic.com, and there's the jumping off point to all the stuff there, the Facebooks, the Twitters. Don't miss the YouTube, because there's some cool video stuff there as well, including the lyric video to the misprint. So check that all out at horseheadmusic.com. You guys have been listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website, one more time, is loudinirockandrollcircus.com. So please check back often for great artists like this. Also, if you haven't already, now that you've heard the band and you've got to meet these guys with this like great story, please hit that share button. Like I said at the beginning of the show, if you're liking it, then chances are the people you're hanging out with on Facebook or Twitter or whatever your social media of choice is, they are going to dig it too. So spread the love, share it around, spread the music. Just hit that share button right now on whatever platform you're listening to it on, and the band really appreciates it, and I do too. Guys, we just whittled away another show here. Special thanks to John, Ricky, and Kevin of Horsehead for coming on, sharing their music and their stories. We wish them all the best. Can't wait for Pageant Wave to come out. There's some great things ahead for this band. They're amazing musicianship and songwriting, so we're really looking forward to it. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thanks, Lou.